to learn to respect me. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Dominique.
What's going on, Tom, Steve, and Jay? What's going on this Monday morning?
City? What up, Dominique?
What's Talk going on, Jay?
All right, here's what's going on.
Already know what Jay about to talk about the Lakers. Already know it's a minute. What's up, Dominique? Like I ain't see the game, Tom. I just be glad when it's over. I'm tired of people talking about sitting up there. I knew we was in bad shape. I turned it on late, right? Because it's hard for me to watch, Tom. I can't sit there from tip off. Hell no, I get too frustrated. So I said, well, let me see what's going on right at the half. I turned it on right before halftime, over, and they had Antoine Jameson mic'd up. I knew we was in bad shape. I said, Antoine Jameson giving advice? Hell no. I said, let me turn the chat. He averaged 4 points, if 4 points a game all season and a half a rebound. He talking about, get back. We got to play defense. Shut your ass up, man. Sitting up there, I said, we need to throw in the flag. We ain't about to win this series and go home and start over. It's a crying shame.
Sybil, you had to feel the same way.
Yeah, Dom, I felt your pain.
I mean,
same thing
God.
With the Bulls in Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, then Kobe Bryant ain't out there, and they talking about, we Mike and do it with who? Who we gonna do it with? So when the clock, when the game in the fourth quarter with 2 seconds on the clock, who gonna make the shot? I mean, sometimes you got to throw in the towel, you know, and I like, you know, my team out of it, basically. We not going to beat the Spurs, and I love the Lakers, but be real about it. We not going to, not the San Antonio Spurs. Maybe one of them D-League Spurs team, but I'm talking about the NBA. We not going to beat them. So, Tom, I've been thinking, what team I'm going to pick? You know what I mean, Tom? So I've been in South Beach all week, and I start realizing why LeBron took his talents down there, Tom. I said, it's not a bad look down here what these guys are down here doing. So I my head on down. I'm thinking about
you're
it.
You're just dog. Thinking about it right now.
I done went to the arena. I bought me a hat. You know, I'm teetering with it. I said, you know, I like a winner, Tom. So.
I know how you feel.
We see what happens.
All right. In the news, a friend of the show's, promoter Al Wash. Got a judgment against prophetess Juanita Bynum back in 2007. The judge ordered her to pay Al Wash the $140,000 that she was paid to perform and did not perform. That was back in 2007. She's a resident of Georgia. She was in Dallas, Texas, where Al Wash lives. And she was about to go on stage, and Al Wash, the promoter, had Juanita Bynum arrested on Thursday night, and she had to spend the night in jail.
And that was nice, because $140,000, I mean, was that the deposit or was that the whole amount? I mean, was that half of the money or all of the money? You can't take that much from a promoter and not show up. And I seen some clips of her sitting up there wearing Burberry shawls and stuff. That was our watch money. I said, I ain't never looked. One time she preached and left and threw the Burberry shawl over there. I said, look at this. But she gonna justify. You know, church people can justify anything. She gonna say, I want to let you know something, my beloved, because God said that when you don't pay money back, it's streets of gold. It don't have to make no sense. They just say, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't got to make no sense. She said it was the streets of gold why she ain't get that man his money back. He did right, though. You owe me 140 G's, pastor, no pastor. I got to get that. It's unfortunate she had to call the law. She couldn't tell the man, well, let's pray over it. I can give you 10 here, 10 there. She ain't going to get here. Then send her sister up there to preach. I ain't paid to hear your sister preach. I wanted to hear you put it down, but you know, pastors go in these times, Tom.
Yeah.
Pastors going to jail, Tom. Pastors on the hook for that money right there. So what you going to do about it, Tom? And she'd have been locked up before, so you know she kind of got a Gucci man thing going.
Oh, she has been locked up before?
Yeah, she get go to jail or something, has something to do with the police, with her husband or something.
Now, did she get arrested?
He got locked up, okay. All right, I'm sorry. She didn't get
so maybe they
up,
got a
she,
family plan thing happening.
Right, but they got she had run-ins with the law. So every once in a while, like Gucci Mane, she go and see the people and say, here I am. I'm pray over to start over. I'm not perfect. But you better get that man this 140 G's back. I know that.
All right, Dominique, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Talk to y'all on Wednesday.